This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Kia ora, today we welcome Kevin to our show. One of the trends that we are noticing at the CAB is our clients are experiencing more mental health issues. Our last program featured Heather from the Women's Centre, where they have seen an increase in women presenting with severe mental distress. So to follow on from that program, we are looking at an organisation who offers services in the community to help support people with mental health issues. Our focus for our show today is on the Step Ahead Trust. So, welcome Kevin.
Thank you. Thanks for having us along.
That's a pleasure. So can you just give us a little bit of information about the Step Ahead Trust? So what's the purpose of the trust?
So the purpose of the trust is to provide activity program for people with a mental health condition to engage in the wider community, to meet others, have fun, keep busy, and be active, and to that gives them choices for lots of different activities to join into and be part of that community.
Okay, and how did that come about? What are the origins of the trust?
So back in 1983, some people associated with the Schizophrenia Fellowship got together, and they felt they needed other things for their people to work on, because they'd possibly missed out on education, or they weren't possibly getting into employment, and there was nothing there for them. There's a gap in services, so they needed a place to go, things to do, a reason to get going, get out of bed, and lots of fun and support from other people around them, an encouraging environment with friends of like-minded people to get them going and give them something to do.
So a peer support?
Yeah, peer support. We often encourage members to help each other out. We encourage members to take small roles within the organisation, like running groups. They might have specialist knowledge or experience on a topic, and they can share a session with others on that topic, whether it be a book and writers group, or whether it be a nature group, or whether it be a knit and natter group, and share their skills in the environment that we have at Step Ahead.
Okay, and I understand that you're the people that come along and do the activities are actually members?
Yeah.
So how does that work?
So, yeah, it's like being part of a club, a little bit like being part of a sports or social club. The first thing to do is to make an appointment to have a look around and have a first visit. And we can show them how it works, and they can actually try before they buy. Have a go at some stuff, and then join up properly later. The criteria for membership of Step Ahead is that you need to have a mental health condition. Now, a diagnosed mental health condition needs to be independent. Because we run group activities, and if somebody's not independent, I can't look after the group if I'm looking after one person a lot. So, yeah, independence and safety for self and others is another criteria for membership. Because if somebody's a little bit grumpy or negative, it bring down our environment, and we need to keep it really positive, really encouraging, and a friendly place. So that person needs to go somewhere else and get some help, and then come back when they're feeling a bit better. So, yeah, you come along, have a first visit, we show you how it works, and you join up, and you can pick and choose what activity you want to do. You can come really often, or come once in a blue moon. Some people come for a specific thing, like we've got some members who just come for coffee morning tea in the morning, starts their day, gets them going, and then they go off and do their own thing. We get some people who come really often to lots of crafts, they socialise a lot, get friendships going, and then some people come to special things like outings, and so it's all individual choice.
How many members have you got currently?
Jeepers. About, say, in total, 450 for the whole organisation. Stanmore Road is our bigger branch. Then we've got Puriri Street in Riccarton. And there's two other branches, Rangiora and Ashburton. So Stanmore Road runs 5 days a week with about eight activities a day. Puriri Street is 5 days a week with about six or seven activities a day. Ashburton, twice a week with four or five activities a day. And Rangiora, same thing, 2 days a week with about four or five activities a day. So a big variety. There's about 15 staff to provide a variety of things from physical to craft to just social outings to learning, educational, things like that.
So tell me more about the activities. So when you say outings, give me an example of an outing.
Well, I suppose I'll go to the limit. So Akaroa, they have, like, we don't go overnight as a rule. So to Akaroa and back for the day, to Kaikoura would be the furthest that way, and maybe to Ashburton, we go there fairly often, maybe to Timaru once or twice. But and those outings, on my program at Puriri Street, I like to have maybe about four in a month scattered through the program. Yeah. So outings where it's just primarily to get out. There could be an interesting destination like Hamlet Springs, go for a swim.
Oh, lovely.
Everyone loves that.
Big fan of Hamlet.
And Akara, it's just a nice place to go. Everyone likes to go to water.
Yes. It's always lovely to see the sea.
Yeah. So, outings are very popular if you get in quick.
And you also mentioned crafts, so tell me a bit about that.
So there's regular ongoing crafts like mosaics has been on the program for a long time. So that's like interesting wooden shapes which are mosaiced. It takes about four sessions to do one, and so it's a slow but rhythmic sort of activity where you can talk to other people at the same time. And then there's other crafts which are one-off, like maybe origami or maybe cane weaving or maybe flax weaving, which you just throw in the program every now and then as the members might ask for it, because we do ask the members often.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you come up with the activities, and how do you make sure that you've got the right activities for your members?
So we have a lot of experience in that. Like, we've been around for 40 years. But we have a monthly meeting with the members to ask them what's going well, what's not going well, what would you like on the program, anything different, anything special, something they've heard of. I often start off our meeting with, okay, what have you been up to in your days and lives, and is there something that we could put on our program that you've heard of? So, yeah.
Awesome. So we have in the studio some extra guests. So this is unusual for us. We've got three people rather than just the one. So joining us from Step Ahead Trust are two members. So we've got Rachel and Jackie. So welcome both.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, thank you.
Hey. So what do you guys most enjoy about Step Ahead?
I enjoy the challenge of doing things like surfing and the sense of belonging that you get with the members. And just getting out and about generally.
Great. I didn't know you did surfing.
Yeah,
this is, these activities sound brilliant.
Yeah, that's been on this year. It all depends on the staff we've got at any particular time. They bring in their adventure and their topic. And we had a good lot of surfing this year.
So, Jackie, what do you most enjoy about Step Ahead?
It gets me out of the house. I found I was not going out a lot, don't really know many people in Christchurch. So when I joined Step Ahead, I've met lots of people and I've learnt lots of new skills. And most importantly, I'm actually getting exercise, which I found that I wasn't really doing on my own. So I do a lot of classes, like I've been ziplining in the forest, rock climbing, trampolining, and I do quite a few crafts as well. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So when you talk about that, what would you say is the biggest difference that Step Ahead has made for you?
Just not so isolated, and health, because they were things that I wasn't really taking care of myself. And I didn't really have the money to go anywhere and do it, whereby, you know, everything's very affordable and I can go to things and, you know, they're held so regularly that it's just not one off. Like I can play badminton every fortnight. And yeah, it's good because I need that for my mental health, is just looking after physical, you know, yeah.
Rachel, what about you? What's the biggest difference that Step Ahead has made for you?
I think it just gives me motivation and a bit of a challenge. So you can have more structure to your day.
Yeah, and I understand that both of you have been with Step Ahead for quite a few years. You've obviously seen and done probably a lot of the activities. So what would you say, Rachel, is the best activity, the activity you most enjoy?
Oh, surfing. Surfing's my favourite thing.
An adrenaline junkie. And Jackie?
Kind of the same, but not surfing. I really enjoyed doing the forest zip lining. Because it was quite a challenge to me saying, okay, well, I'm over 50. Can I get to that highest tree? And I could. So that was really good, you know, because it's quite motivating. And I'm quite artsy anyway, so I do mosaics and stone carving, but we won't talk about that. It was such a great effort, but you can go back in and just learn, you know, start again. And you're always getting help to, you know, with the activities that you're not so great at. There's someone there to, you know, encourage you in that. So it's good.
Okay. And you mentioned that the activities were affordable. So what kind of costs are there for members?
As a bit of a guideline, we tend to subsidise things by 50%. For example, you might be swimming is $3 at the, you know, the city council pools, or a light lunch might be $2.50, or what's another one? We do like to have free activities too, like good old walking group. There's no cost for transport, so we leave Step Ahead, go in the van to a lovely park, reserve space, and have a great walk, come back, no cost. But generally speaking, about 50% discount on most things. So just to take away that financial burden, and allow access to stuff that people generally haven't got access because of finances.
And just circling back to how you become a member, so you're saying that members need to have a diagnosed mental health condition. So how do people go about letting you know that they have that and that?
Okay. So best thing is to, if you think you are in that situation, you do have a diagnosed mental health condition, just call us, make contact, and make an appointment to have a look around. Later on, we've got paperwork that we just get your consent to contact your GP or clinician and confirm your diagnosis. Part of our process for joining, we just get that confirmed because it's just what we're funded for.
Yeah.
And so we've got a process. Don't need to bring anything particularly. Just bring yourself and have a look, and then after you've had a first visit, you can try some activities, and then we can do the paperwork and join up, which is not onerous, but we do need to have health and safety ticked off. We do need to confirm diagnosis and things like that. So
can you guys remember back to your first visit to Step Ahead Trust?
I'd actually already been there because I was helping out about a year earlier doing promotional work, taking Step Ahead's information around to many places. I think it was 200 plus places in Canterbury. And so I kind of, as part of that experience, I went on trips and I got to take part in some various activities. So I knew more about what I was actually going to be talking about while I was driving around. And then I joined up, so I kind of pretty much had an idea from there. And, yeah, so I go to activities at both places. And, yeah, it was just really welcoming. You know, I did a lot of activities. It was really welcoming and just so much variety.
Yeah.
A lot of variety. So there is something for everybody and every level of anything, really.
Yeah. And so someone who joins, they can expect to have a real kind of welcoming environment and easy and comfortable. And
yeah, like if you look at the program, It's black and white titles of activities like walking group or swimming or a meal. But in between all that black and white heading, there's a lot of conversation, there's a lot of support. People are aware that everyone's in the same boat and they feel supported by that. And say, and if somebody's having a bad day, it's recognised and people don't feel different or out of place. It's recognised and they're supported, and yeah, it's not a problem to be a step ahead and have a mental health condition.
Yeah.
No, it's, they're just accepted for who they are, and there might be some peculiar dispositions or some funny behaviours, but who cares? We're just here having fun and enjoying each other's company. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's lovely. That's lovely, because it can be difficult for people to feel like they're accepted and they've got companions and people yeah. that they can talk to. So that's amazing that your service allows people to come together and just have fun.
Yeah.
And just be and themselves. Focus on connection and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than the hassles or the dilemmas or the struggles you're having, leave it behind. Come have some fun.
Life can be tough, so
yeah,
leaving it at the door and doing some fun activities sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So how can people contribute to your work, the Step Ahead Trust work?
So I suppose one thing we try and do is provide variety, and it's energy and it's knowledge, I suppose. So we do have a couple of volunteers who run activities. They have been members at Step Ahead, but we've actually just recently got a volunteer who's not a member, and so she's got an interest and she's got energy, and so she's decided to volunteer and run some activity groups. They're quite different. One's a technology group and one's a book and writers group. So this person who's got some enthusiasm, cares about this population group, decided to come and volunteer and run some activities for us. They don't have to be at a high level, these activities. They're introductory often. You don't have to have a PhD in any particular subject. You just have to have a passion and enthusiasm. That's what a lot of the staff are passionate and enthusiastic about, the stuff they do, and they just like to share it with other people.
So you're looking for more people to volunteer?
Yeah, definitely need all the help we can get. And we do have a good staff team to back up the volunteers too, who are well experienced. So they'd be joining an organisation that's been around for a long time, has great processes, and also started by a great motivation. The Schizophrenia Fellowship saw a need, and so that this organisation fills a need. There's a great staff team, and if a volunteer wants to come along, they'll find it quite easy to join in.
Yeah. Perfect. And then in terms of the old money,
yeah.
So you are obviously funded, but can people give donations or contribute in any monetary way?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, we're well funded. We've got a good track record with the DHB and the Ministry of Social Development are our major funders, and 40 years of consistent funding has been great, but any sort of support is fine and much appreciated. But we do go to other organisations, I think, for grants and things for occasional projects. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so if people would want to find out more about the Step Ahead Trust, I understand you've got an 0800 number that they can call?
We sure have. 0800 number is 0800 688 732, and that's a free phone number that will take you to the main office, and you select 1 for Stanmore Road or 2 for Kiruri Street. Stanmore Road is our main office and can answer any questions.
And then I understand with the activities, they're all on your website. So if anyone wants to head along, they can see the activities and see all of their contact information. And
All the programs are published there, because we release our newsletter and upcoming program once a month in both, in a PDF form. You can print it off if you wanted to. And, it's all the information's there, our history and our current program.
Awesome. And that's just www.stepahead.org.nz?
Yep, that's right.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining me. It's really wonderful, especially Rachel and Jackie for giving us a kind of personal view of how the Trust has helped you. And thank you, Kevin, for all of the wonderful information.
No, Stress, it's great talking about CPE.
Thank you. A reminder, this show and all of our shows can be found as a podcast. Just head along to the Plains FM website. Tune in next month when our lovely host Noah is back, and she will follow on from today's programme with more information on how we can improve our mental health. Kia ora, thank you for listening, and until next time.